Jonathan Brooks played football on Saturday for the first time since December of 2024. 3 carries for 5 yards, a 9-yard catch on a wheel route, 4 touches and 14 yards at Buffalo. All of it with the first team offense, per Panthers.com and NC Football News. After 2 tears of the same reconstructed knee, the box score is small and the milestone is not. The June read on Brooks was honesty about a blank page. His entire verified career was 3 games, 9 carries, 22 rushing yards, and a medical file. The right ACL torn at Texas in November 2023, torn again in his 3rd pro game in December 2024, then a full season missed. We said there was no cohort for that, that anyone projecting him confidently was selling confidence rather than evidence, and that the real medical report would be how the staff actually used him. First team work and stacked practice days, not press conference clearances. The opportunity, though, was verifiable. Carolina's leading rusher Rico Dowdle left for Pittsburgh. The team stated it expects a sizable role for Brooks, and the spring reporting had the staff intending exactly that. This week, the staff showed its hand. The team's published pregame plan had Brooks, Trevor Etienne, and A.J. Dillon splitting first-team reps, with Brooks getting significant opportunity, per Panthers.com, and that is how it played. He caught a wheel route, which matters more than 5 rushing yards does. Passing down usage is trust. He exited healthy as far as any post-game reporting shows, and the context sweetened. Chuba Hubbard strained a hamstring Wednesday and is week to week, so Brooks took the first team backfield essentially alone. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. We said the opportunity was real and the odds unknowable rather than bad, and the first live test came back exactly that way. A working knee, first team snaps, and a coaching staff behaving like the sizable role is the plan, not the talking point. 2 things for next week. Whether Brooks stacks consecutive padded practices without a maintenance day, still the truest tell for a rebuilt knee, and how his workload grows in the next preseason game with Hubbard sidelined. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.